Blog Talk Radio.
Here live on OFL After Dark, 12:10 Thursday morning here on the East. We got Buck Sweep calling in, the Madden champion winner out there in Vegas. He beat a fellow league member, Dippin' X Dots, or he was going by VTech out there on the Twitch. So it's be interesting to talk to him. I know he's got a new lesson plan, so trying to make you guys all ready for Vegas next year, wherever you want to get your game to that next level. So but right now we do have some you know, some of you guys are ready. Like, take a look at OFL now, Jay Jerk, and look what he did. He went ahead and defeated Cyrus the Virus TV, yeah, maybe season 3, I believe, Mad Nation runner up, and Jerk beat him 9-7 today in the Tombstone 32. So you know, a lot of talented players here. But let's go right to the phone call. 941, you're now live with the commish here on OFL After Dark. Who do I got the pleasure to speak with?
This is Buck Sweep.
I was just speaking about you, Buck Sweep. Haven't got a chance to talk to you on the air. Congratulations on that big win out there in Vegas. I'm sure you're excited about that. Tell all the listeners out there, like, how was the experience, man? Was there a lot of pressure? Was it more just relaxed and fun? What was it like being in such a big tournament like that?
Everybody brings their A game. You know, even people that aren't usually that good just lock down and play good clock management. And so every game was pretty tough, but it was really exciting. And what went down in Vegas as far as, like, the whole fighting stuff, I wasn't even there. I was up in my room labbing and stuff. But other than that, like, it was a really good event. Like, everything was the best event I've been to as far as everything put together and just how things worked, and just excitement there was really awesome.
Yeah, it looked really cool. I know a lot of the guys in the league were here watching it on Twitch and stuff, so we got to see you and see Dippin' Dots and Cyrus and a couple of the other guys, so that was pretty cool. Now, you never really – I could be making the wrong assumption here, but you never really were a big league player, right, until you joined the OFL now? Or am I wrong
saying
that?
No, I've never been. No. I same thing with Mutt. I just, all year, I always just work on schemes and stuff, so I usually don't have time for that. But with the money being involved and stuff, I'm definitely into it, especially with this new, whatever it's called, the $1,500 first place prize coming up. I'm definitely into that one.
Yeah, now a lot of guys are trying to get me to change it before people sign up. They want it to be 1,000 to the winner, 300 to second, and third and fourth hitting 100. What do you think about that idea?
How much for first? 1,000?
Yeah.
That's something. I mean, 1,500 is definitely nice, but 1,000 is fine too.
Yeah. Then there would be, you know, prize for second, third, and fourth. That's why these guys are more interested in that. Let's tell the guys a little bit what you're doing there with, you know, your lesson
plan. It's real
simple.
Just,
and
every lesson is $20. It's an hour plus. You know, I'm not a stickler for time, as I mentioned in the post. We just go over schemes, go over, you know, all the things I've learned. I've purchased many e-books just to gain knowledge and just, you know, anything about the game that I don't know. I actually don't use any schemes that that are out there, but I definitely have accumulated knowledge about, you know, just different exploits in the game or whatever, and I just share that with anybody that I give a lesson to, and a lot of hours have been put into my game, and I just I'm looking forward to being able to share that with people.
And that's great, and that's a really good addition to the OFL Now community. It helps a lot of players, like, you know, novice, average, well, above average players like myself, you know, get to that next level. So I'm glad that you're willing to do that. So, guys, definitely look up Buck Sweep. You want to give your phone number so they know where to text you?
Yeah, it's 941-400-7073. So it's 941-400-7073.
All right, and we got another caller coming in here from the 941 area code. 941, you're now live with the commish here on OFL After Dark. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
What's up,
941? Hello?
What's up, Commish? You won't do the same. What's going on?
I can barely hear you. Who's this?
Debo
37. Oh, it's Debo 37. Hey, Debo, how you doing? So you've had a bad turn of events. Your Xbox broke on you. When do you expect you'll be getting that back?
Yeah, they're talking about around the 30th, man. It's killing me.
Yeah, it's terrible. Exactly what happened?
Some kind of hardware issue. They haven't even popped it open yet. I called in yesterday and checked on it. It's still sitting on the freaking dock. They haven't even popped it open yet. So, but yeah, when I was on online with the support, it sounded like some type of hardware problem.
Wow.
Software problem.
That's never a good thing, that's for sure. So did you get a chance to watch the Vegas Championship and Madden there a couple weeks ago where Buck Sweep won? It was on Twitch.
No, I didn't get a chance to catch that. But I heard it. Sorry about talking about it. I didn't get a chance to. I was actually working, so I didn't get a chance to check it out.
Yeah, we have Buck Sweep here, a fellow league member of yours. He actually won that tournament on the Xbox One. What was the prize for that? Was it 6,000 or 3,000 or something?
First place for the Xbox was 3,000, and first place was for PS4 was 3,000. I got third in the PS4.
Did you get anything for third place?
Yeah, I got well, me and Blue made a deal when we were playing for third place. $300 would go to the loser. So instead of $750, I got $1,050.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Pretty nice chunk of change, wouldn't you say, Debo?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is Buck Sweep Bear, he's a humble guy, real nice guy, and he's actually willing to share the secrets he learned to get him to that level. for only $20, I believe he's willing to do lessons. Think that'd be something you'd be interested in, Debo?
Oh yeah, I'm interested in always interested in stepping the game. But you know, what I mean, especially when you're playing for money, you know, you got to be on top of the game. You know what I'm saying, to try to win like this change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I truly believe if you link up with Buck Sweep, he will definitely get you to the next level. And talking about the next level, let's get another caller in here. 616, you're now live with the commish. We got possibly the best player on earth on Madden right now, Buck Sweep here live. And we got maybe the future best player in the world with Debo 37. But, of course, he's going to need his Xbox to even be able to get to that point. But that's another story. Anyway, 616, who do I got the pleasure to speak with?
J.J., a.k.a. J-Mills, OFL.
All right, J-Jerk. Now, speaking of big-time players, you just took down a big-time player. I know Buck Sweep's familiar with this guy. Possibly, maybe even beat him out there in the Vegas tournament, if I'm not mistaken. Cyrus the Virus. Now, JJ, you just beat him in the Tombstone 32 in the second round, I think. And you beat him 9-7, real defensive battle. Speak a little bit about that game and some of the emotions you were feeling during the game.
I told you this yet on the radio last time. I really don't worry about what people do. I just worry about getting the game taken out. But that's on the ball. Mm-hmm. The defense is a little off the back. One drive, I mean, he literally, like, they have 20 seconds left, and he literally clicked the button and scored. So, I mean, I play Buck Sweep with my fantasy team with my Jets.
Now, Buck Sweet, did you play Cyrus out there in the Vegas tournament?
No, I didn't, but I liked you that you kind of assumed that he beat me. So that was nice.
No, I said I assumed that you beat him.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard that wrong. Okay.
No,
yeah,
I thought that you
player,
beat him in...
I thought
you beat him in the final eight. I thought maybe Dippin' Dots beat him then.
No,
somebody
I did not play him.
Yeah. Then it must have been Dippin' Dots. I forget. I remember the announcer had said it. I don't think they actually had that game on.
Yeah, but, I was very impressed with Dippin' Dots' run. There was a lot of tough players there. He came through.
Oh yeah, how did the final game between you and Dippin' Dots go in that tournament? I didn't see it broadcast.
The funny thing is,
because
of all that happened, you know, with everything, everybody that wasn't still in the tournament had to leave because there's,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff. You know, I don't know. Armando just chose to do that, and so it was literally just me and him, and I think Blue and Guru were in the other room. So it was
mm-hmm.
pretty funny what having like you know. Vegas championship final, and it was just me and him and like Armando pacing back and forth from each room, but he put up a good fight. There was definitely some key moments where I was just able to get a first down here and there and just kind of chew the clock and just play smart, and I think I got a few breaks here and there.
Mm-hmm. What was the final score?
I don't want to do him wrong or anything. I don't know. I think it was around 24-14, something like that.
24-14.
It might have been like 24-10 or something like that. I don't know. It was something
okay.
like that.
Now, what have you been noticing in the OFL now community of leagues and stuff? Not so much about the tournaments, but more what are you seeing in the leagues that really stick out to you?
7-minute quarters, which is fine for me. I'm glad that any game that goes longer, I feel like I have a better chance. But sometimes connection is a little bit of an issue. Has been a couple times.
Yeah.
Majority of the time, it's not. But overall, I mean, it's pretty much the same game. I mean, you just got an arrow over
right.
your head.
Yeah. I'm not sure why they do that. I've yet to figure that one out. Something's going on there. How do you think of, what are you thinking about the competition? Do you think you're getting pushed to the limit? I know you did suffer one loss early on there to PB.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've lost any.
My first game I lost. That was, I got a, I don't know what, I think it was, when I picked up the team, they were defeated. And, like, they hadn't won. And so their confidence was completely zero. And so that didn't help in it at all.
No, so that actually hurts big time in leagues, man. Big
yeah.
time.
And then, so I couldn't really do anything. And then I wasn't even familiar with the team or any of their strengths or anything, but that's what happened.
Now, JJ, have you noticed that confidence is a pretty big deal when it comes to your team?
Confidence is a real big thing. I know when I played Buck Sweep, I had the same thing that's going on with the Jets, because I inherited the Jets team. It's been hard to get their confidence up forever. And I lost to Martino, I think, the week before I played Buck Sweep. And, like, my team, they did good, but I'm just, I don't know. Yeah, basically, not having low confidence doesn't help your chances. So, yeah,
now, JJ, do you think Buck Sweep's going to give you some problems in the playoffs if you both make it?
Oh, most definitely. He's a competitor. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I think in group two, I'm not sure it's when he – I think he's in group two with me too. So, I definitely, if he's on my side, it'll be a good game. I'm not sure who he has in group two. I really don't know everybody, what teams they have. I know – In group one single, I got the 49ers, and I got the undefeated Eagles right now. And I'm undefeated in my the newest fantasy league. So I think it's a big game. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now, Greg.
All right.
I was able to get some revenge on PB the next game we played. After I got my confidence up and stuff, I definitely I won that game. But and then right after that, I think I've gone on undefeated. So there's definitely a bounty out there.
Oh yeah. Now, Buck Sweet, what is one of the things that what made you join the OFL Now community? What was it? I'm sure I reached out because, you know, I
was on Twitch, I get a key. And I saw one of the dudes that I lab with a lot, Tenacious. He won, like, I think it was a first place 400, and he was with his friend, so he split it. But he was on Twitch the game before the finals, and you know, it said OFL money tournament or whatever, and so that got me curious. And so I just looked it up and got into it and stuff. Oh, and by the way, instead of that comment just being so random about the what did I call it? Bounty. If the next person that beats me, I'm going to shoot him $20.
There it is. Oh. You heard it here first. I'm playing him next. I know how to beat him. He's going down. I'm calling it right now. My first win in a month. I just needed some incentive. speaking of people that play Buck Sweep pretty tough, we got a caller right now, and I know this number. This is the Balkino. Balkino,
oh,
how
no.
you doing this early morning?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Balkino, you got Buck Sweep here. You got Jay Jerk. You got Debo37, who's without his Xbox because it crashed on him. So he's not the happiest consumer out there. So how's everything going, Balkino?
Good. I'm actually just literally walking in my house. So
okay.
I had to write a paper. I went to the gym today. You know, I'm crazy.
Okay. Now, did you hear Jay Jerk did beat Cyrus the Virus earlier?
Yeah, I heard about that. I was surprised.
Thanks.
You're surprised?
The base, man.
More than surprised. you know, somebody who said he didn't want to, you know, play in that tournament because, you know, the first round all of a sudden, you know, beat the first three rounds. So, pretty impressive right there. Like the ants beating the grasshopper for once.
By the way, that bounty is for leagues. That's not for tournament stuff.
What team you got in group two multiples? I mean,
I'm in five leagues, dude. I picked up a bunch of teams after, you know, some people quit. So I don't even know my teams.
I know how you feel, man. I got seven leagues, man.
Hey, Buck, you and I got to win that fantasy league so we can meet up and split that one.
Yep. We're taking over, man.
You got that one side, I got the other side, so.
Yep.
$400, you know, two ways. That's pretty good, so.
It's cool with me, man.
Look at these guys playing forgiveness.
Sounds like his phone's broken now, too. Can't even hear J-Dirk.
Yeah, he's having some phone issues. I was wondering if that's just me or if that's everybody, but let's talk to Debo here. I mean, Debo, you're familiar with products breaking on you. Do you think Jay Mills is having has a broken phone?
What the hell?
All right, Debo. I don't know if Debo's there anymore or not.
You can't hear me, man. I have my phone on speaker, man. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of times, I find it's not the equipment, it's the user.
What the fuck?
You don't address him by man. That's Gregory James Johnson right there. You guys.
Now, if you are the March Madness 64 brackets did just come out. That's a 64-man tournament. There's a free Xbox Live 12-month card or whatever out there if you win that. So if you're in there, go ahead and give yourself a check, see who you play. Let's get that one started. Also, the Tombstone 32 is going on. I know Durex is trying to get a hold of J-Jerk as we speak to play. Possibly even seeing that J-Jerk is ducking him.
Come on, man. I sent this dude like three invites, man. I don't know what he's doing.
All right. So not ducking there. So that's a big game there, and the winner's going to play VX Assassin to go to the championship. And then we need Buck Sweep to play Obi-Wan Shakobi, having a little issue contacting him. And then the winner of that plays Nephew 17 Chicago to go to the championship. So that tournament's actually progressing pretty well. Didn't do a fast forward tonight. We'll get one going tomorrow. I know a lot of guys were asking about it. But let's take a look at the top 10. Huh?
So what y'all saying? Some people doing some ducking and dodging.
Yeah. J-Jerk is, I guess. I think he's the only one ducking people. Not sure if that's even true or not. Balkino.
Yeah.
Now you've replaced Crack Action as the president of operations. What kind of moves do you think you're going to make to progress the community?
I'm trying to, you know, kind of get some of the newer members, outside members. I'm trying to look toward in other games to find, you know, Madden gamers. Believe it or not, a lot of people play, you know, fighting games. Like, I found a few Madden gamers, like hardcore Madden gamers from Dragon Ball and, you know, Battlefield. A lot of people have been talking about that on the forum. So I'm trying to advertise that in other games to get people to come over, you know, putting their Madden in again.
Mm-hmm. So not a bad move.
Little different direction I'm trying.
Thinking outside the box, I like it. This should help. Yeah, surprising to me, a lot of Madden players play that Dragon Ball Z. So maybe you find some people over there. I know you're a big fan of flying bugs or whatever the fuck they do and throwing lightning bolts and shit. Whatever happens over there, I don't know. But let's take a look at the top 10 because we got a couple of you guys in there. Unfortunately, me and Debo are not in there, but we have Savage at 10, PB at number 9, we have VX Assassin at 8, we got Peel 510 Main at 7, You got Buck Sweep at 6, Mad Dream at 5, Matternoff 4, Bolt 3, Slay Island 2, Volcano 1, and you got Jay Jerk surprisingly as low as 17. I believe he would be up there a little farther. Now, Volcano, any of those names surprise you at all, being too high or too low?
Alone, I think we should get a little lowered. It probably Matternoff. I mean, he lost to Titanium this week, which was surprising to me, knowing because, you know, he only beat some. So I think that should move him down a little bit until he, you know, proves himself. I mean, losing to somebody who's not a top 10, you know, if it, especially if it's not close, you know, shouldn't be ranked up there.
Mm-hmm.
That was my shocking loss of this week. I saw is him falling out. I've actually watched on Twitch. So that was pretty interesting. Jay Miller could be a little higher. I mean, but the problem is he just plays a lot of tough opponents. So he kind of probably should let him catch a break once in a while.
Right, right. It's true. Definitely true. I feel like Buck Sweep will be up higher, too, in due time. It's just his sample size, isn't it?
He finally knocked me off this week on my undefeated team, so, I mean, that should push him easily to top 2 or top 3.
Well, that's true. I forgot all about that. How many wins did that Miami Dolphin team have in a row before Buck Sweep knocked you off?
Perfect season last year, and then I joined late the first season, but I ended up pulling 10 wins on that one, so I had 6 already. So what are those numbers add up to? It's a 1. So let's see. 13. I don't know, probably like 31-0 before I got my loss.
Wow. And is it true that you actually had Buck Sweep down 17-0 and blew a lead?
14-0, but yeah, I had the lead and I blew it. The depth chart's killing me. I basically put my foot off the brake in that game, thinking I had it blown out. You know, I was like, all right, I could definitely, you know, get one more stop and then get 21-0 and then kill the clock, thinking it's like, you know, 1-on-1 tournament, 4-minute quarters. But then again, it's 7 minutes. Depth chart came and bit me in the ass. He basically just beat me 1-on-1. Third and fourth quarter, he just beat me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what they say, when you blow a lead, you have no one to blame but the coaching. Are you taking full responsibility for this loss?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I should definitely play it. Like I said, I played it really bad. I had the lead before half, and then there's like maybe 30 seconds left. And he ended up scoring, and then scoring again, getting the ball back in half and scoring, kicking a field goal, and I just went downhill real quick for me. Just a momentum switch.
Jay Jerk's familiar with clock management. If you recall, Jay Jerk had some issues in last season's playoffs with clock management, but changed his strategy when it came to that pretty quick. You got any tips for Volcano, Jay Jerk, when it comes to clock management?
I mean, I like to go back. I like to just go back into the huddle, man. I think it's a time and a place to hurry up, and I think it's a time and a place for slowing it down. I have a bad – when you're feeling it, sometimes you got to tell yourself just to slow down, especially when you know somebody ain't getting it. I mean, I feel like when you take time to just – when you take time, you'll be more likely not to mess stuff up, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got 60 seconds left. Buck Sweep, why don't you let the listeners know again, in case they tuned in late, exactly what you're doing with your lessons and the prices and how to get a hold of you?
My prices before my recent update was 45 a lesson, but now they're 20 for an hour plus. And like
mm-hmm.
I mentioned in the post, I'm not a stickler for time, so it's definitely an hour plus, and we just go into play now, and I'll invite you to 15-minute quarters, and we just go over scheming, we go over everything that I've accumulated as far as, you know, exploits or just even schemes, and customize anything that you want as far as, you know, you can tell me what book you're in or if you're uncomfortable in the book you're in, and, or just pretty much take you the next level no matter what, so.
And how many lessons do you think it would take someone like myself to start seeing some improvements?
Definitely the first lesson is going to be a big help. And I'm actually a golf instructor in real life, so I actually know how to actually take lessons. I actually was, before I
About a year and a half ago, 2 years, I graduated from a golf academy for business, and I learned a lot about teaching. And so I actually know a lot about teaching. And so I would probably say the first one I let
all right, guys,
sit
thanks for
about
calling.
A week.